Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Expert Insights Podcast. I'm Joe Wellew, a Total Expert founder and CEO. And today we're kicking off our special series called Playbook. And I'm doing this series with the Basis Point founder, my good friend, Julian Hebron. Julian, how are you, buddy?
I'm doing great, Joe. Good to see you.
So a little bit about Julian and the Basis Point. The Basis Point is a sales and strategy consultancy to banks, lenders, and fintechs. And Julian has been a customer and partner of Total Expert going way back. He was a customer of Total Expert, now a partner of Total Expert, and many other top players in the space for years. So we're calling this special series Playbook because there's no fluff. We're getting straight in to the 2021 topics that are really relevant to the industry right now. Education, actionable playbook items that all of you from a banking and mortgage lending perspective need to win in fintech and all the disruption that's going on this year. So we got a lot to get into today, Julian. So let's get rolling, man.
First of all, I'm super excited about the series because as our partnership over the years has proven, you know, you and Total Expert as an org are very action oriented. So today on this first one, we thought that it was probably most appropriate to say, let's do the customer for life tech stack playbook. What does that mean? Let's just break it down really quick. So, you know, you've got today's tech stack for banks and lenders who make mortgage and non-mortgage loans to customers, right? Rapidly changing customer experience, where more of the process starts directly with the consumer, ironically, because of tech stack advancements. And then you've got still this very big disconnect on lifetime customer retention after the loans are closed. Yeah. For banks and lenders, to me, requires a fresh playbook for evaluating your tech stacks, your platforms and investments can stand up to this rapidly maturing trends, right?
Because so much of the technology and the projects and implementations that were done over the last few years were focused around, let's improve the transaction experience, right?
That's right.
And then now everybody's sitting here looking at it like, okay, we've got a lot of those pieces in place, but what about retaining that relationship? And a lot of the people in the lending space have got these large servicing books now, right? And they're saying, yep, you know, wait a second. How do we retain these guys, these customers for the long haul? And it requires, if you can't do it in the traditional way, right, it wasn't, you know, all the initial technology that was applied in the industry over the last 6 or 7 years did not properly address that backside, that servicing and then bringing that back into the fold. So
it's very interesting because it was consumer first, and it was originations first, but consumer first is finally starting to permeate in servicing. And as we're going to cover today, when we go down the hole on looking at the tech stack through the lens of lifetime customer experience, we will reconcile all the technology on both sides and see where we land. This is a slide that a lot of folks, a data set that a lot of folks look at from Black Knight, but let's just like zoom in on a couple of things on this. So this is 2005 to 2020 mortgage refi retention. And you can see the green line in the middle there. That is all refis. And the latest data available is as of the third quarter of 2020. And it's 18%. That's 1 in 5. Here it is. It's two things. On both sides where it's gotten worse again, tons of competition, just tons of competition, right? In the middle, a bunch of the competition fell out, but also yeah, HAMP and HARP refis, you know, were inherently higher on the base retention because they were just easy to do, yeah, for those institutions.
So what you're saying is the spike in improvement in customer loyalty during that time, kind of post-crash, wasn't because they mastered anything from engaging those customers or really got in any advancements happening in the loyalty side. It was really a function of the federal programs that were out there to help those homeowners, right? I mean, is that what we're saying?
That was an important piece of it. But number two is that a lot of competition dropped out, right?
Yeah. So there's two pieces, really.
Two pieces.
Less competitors, yeah. Federal programs drove that. And so then you fast forward to today, fierce competition for customer experience on the front end, customer acquisition.
And that's a big one because that's gotten wildly more sophisticated. Zillow, LendingTree, they were babies when all this first started. They and a number of others in terms of the customer acquisition machines, the lead machines out there, the institutional grade mm-hmm. ones, have gotten wildly sophisticated. So customers, as you know better than anyone, get picked off all the time, yeah. right? So it's another big contributor. One more note on this. The 2015, to your point, I just want to underline it for everybody. From 2015, that's when the TRID deadline went into place, which is the last major Dodd-Frank deadline. And then a month later is when Rocket launched the POS wave, right? That's when, the early iterations of the marketing operating system started to come into play. And so this stuff has just started, but this, just to be clear, is on the servicer side, right? So we're now entering this era where originations and servicing are going to converge, which we're going to get into here in just a sec.
So, Julian, I think relevant right here is I've got a use case, a case study that we just looked at with one of our largest customers, and it's really around how things are transforming around that customer for life type thing, that customer for life journey, and more importantly, how the experience is getting orchestrated to really enable that customer for life. And so we've got one of our largest customers been very aggressive at pursuing how do we take a customer that we've originated in the past, how do we transition them over successfully into our servicing book, and then put loyalty, around that customer and continue that relationship. So here's an example of what's happening. So because of the advancements in data and integrations and things like that, we're able now to, Simone is the use case, the case study that we just looked at. So Simone was is a homeowner, got a loan a couple of years ago with one of our large customers. And Simone's current rate was a little over 4%, 4.5%, I think was the scenario. And they were able, through data and orchestration, able to identify, number one, that Simone had a 4.5%+ interest rate, that she had equity in her home, that she also had credit card debt, and also that where rates were at that moment, the insight came in showing rates had adjusted down to where she was going to be able to pay off her credit card debt and save $600 a month to boot. So that insight came in, that enabled engagement to happen automatically out to Simone in the form of a very education, not sales type thing, but really education type, advisory type communication. Went out and said, Simone, hey, by the way, we were just noticing that we can save you $600 a month. You can pay off your debt. And, gave her that scenario in very simple terms and a very simple format. And then we're able to, it was awesome because you saw the insight come in, the communication go out, high quality engagement, and in an educating type format. And then almost immediately the application kicked off into the POS and Simone got locked on that new rate, 2 point something, whatever it was at the time. And the loan closed within a few weeks. So it enabled by that whole orchestration.
But everything that you just described, mortgage or non-mortgage, kind of resides in this servicing world, whether you're a lender or a multi-product depository or credit union.
Yeah. So
this is, to me, the winners are powering all of this. And I think this is what you just described, right?
Yeah, it absolutely is.
originations tend to have more power than servicing because it's this rev machine, right?
And it's just originators, acquisition.
Originators are the finders of the customers, but servicers really can and should be the keepers of the customers, right? Yeah. And the tech stack needs to get to a place where it can legitimately, not from a message standpoint, change that customer for life from tagline to reality. You know,
you have to be able to look at the entire journey holistically across all of those different segments, right? Not just on the front of the funnel and during the transaction, but then ultimately, and you have to be able to look at that customer journey end to end. And I think that's where a lot of the breakdowns had happened, where at least from our perspective in the work we've done, is you look at the breakdowns as it goes over to servicing, portfolio servicing over here, and then it sort of goes into this black hole that isn't connected to any of the other core systems, right? Like, that's part of the problem.
When you're thinking about this, like, do you view it through the lens of, hey, we're just now, like, we modernized originations and we played a key role in that, and now as servicing gets modernized, we're going to play a key role in that too? And is that how you kind of see this playing out?
Absolutely. I mean, we look at the servicing and more broadly just servicing retention and the wrapper around it is customer loyalty. Okay. And we think about it in a very holistic way. So we think about it from all the way from awareness, right? Even before lead, awareness, all the way through customer for life, which is the, you know, the servicing and retention loyalty bucket. And I believe that the future is going to belong to the people that can combine all of those, all the things you need to do, integrate all the data points and all of the communication channels, and really deliver an orchestration of, you know, the proper, the human connection when you need that, but also just education-centric emails and things like that. You've got to be able to combine all those things. So we're absolutely looking at the entire life cycle.
Are we headed toward an origination and a combined origination and servicing system of record, like a single system? Do you believe that? And then what is Total Expert's role in all of that?
Yeah, so I think that we are going to be headed that direction. As far as the timing on it, I'm less certain about that. And our role is, as it has been for the last 5 to 6 years with, you know, a lot of the big brands that are out there, is to look at the customer journey, regardless of where they're at, and be able to enable the communication and engagement that has to happen from the brand to the customer, but also from the brand on behalf of the advisor, the loan officer or private bank or whoever it might be, right? So it's the combination of and the orchestration of those things is ultimately going to continue to be our role. And then being able to take a step back, and one of the things I think that we always love to do is ask these really hard questions about, okay, who are all the players that you have from a partner standpoint, internally and externally, that are putting together your customer for life playbook, right? Who are they? And what am I missing?
What Joe just said is the market context is this. 2021 is our transition year for servicing technology to mature, and also for originators to start thinking about diversification during a market shift year.
Yes.
On this recording day of this podcast is one of the most severe drops in the bond market that we've had in the cycle. So the cycle is turning, and we are going to talk diversification, including originators adding servicing as part of this series. So that's a fun little teaser for you guys on the Playbook series.
All right. Thanks a million, Julian. As always, it's awesome to have your brilliant insights on what's happening in the industry. And I'm really looking forward to our next segment that we're going to do as part of this Playbook series.
Thanks for having me, Joe.
All right. Cheers.